Hello, and welcome to another episode of May the Power Protect You, a podcast where we talk about everything that goes on with Power Rangers, including new merchandise reveals, super secret Lightning Collection reveals, and, you know, things going on in the world of comics, and just everything that goes on in the Morphin Grid. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and with me, as always, is...
There is no Kevin, only Def Ranger.
But before we get started, like we do every week, we want to take a moment and encourage our listeners to find a way that you can be a hero out in the world. In the past, we've highlighted things like Black Lives Matter, which is a movement that still needs support. It still needs your kind of help and attention. The ongoing crisis in the Ukraine and the current and near-seeming constant attacks on reproductive rights for all. We encourage you to find a way that you can help, whether that's donating time or money, finding streams that help generate donations, or even just beginning the steps of educating yourself so that you can know how you can help. Because we can all be here in our own way. We can all make the world a little bit better.
Yes.
But with that said, we'll dive into our first couple of topics. The first one is a new toy reveal that I guess someone on this podcast may have channeled into the universe.
What can I say? I'm just that good.
I mean, also, anyone who saw the others would figure eventually. But Funko revealed as part of their FunCon, they will be having a exclusive pop of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mighty Morphin Power Ranger, Green Ranger Shredder, and this will be part of the lineup that they'll have at this FunCon. I was trying to get details on it because, like, Funko is always weird about how they tell you things. They reveal a thing but don't tell you how you can get it. This is apparently going to be an in-person event that they're having at their store. I didn't look at where it was at, but it's nowhere near me. but they're flagship store. They'll be having, like, an event there. And they'll be having, like, wristbands you have to get. They've not mentioned how they'll be selling them online or if they will be, which is concerning. But I assume at some point they will drop them on their website. They've just not mentioned when that will be.
Yeah.
What did you think of this, Kevin, when you saw it revealed?
It feels right. Mm-hmm. It feels correct. It feels like I have the power. And, you know, it just feels good. So, no, it looks good. I'm not going to get into that. You know what? I liked it. And for the people that are excited about it.
Were you going to talk about a certain fan reaction? I know what you were going to say.
I'm not going to do it today. No, I'm going to manifest positive energy on this podcast. So I am not going to be the villain.
Why now? Why manifest positive energy now?
Because I am such a good, wholehearted person. I am never bitter. I am never angry. I am an angel. And you know what? Let's do it, bitch. All right. Anyway, so yeah.
We don't have to.
All I'm going to say is this. I think it looks great. I think it's really cute. Obviously, I don't collect Funko Pops anymore. I gave up that habit a long time ago and replaced it with three more habits in place of it. But
that's how it works.
If you like it, buy it. But it's its own product. Do not compare it to other things. End of story.
And if you really want to talk about accuracy, as you pointed out, eyes on the visor part are not meant to be separated. But hey, you know, just saying.
Unbuyable.
Yep, unbuyable.
Cannot buy it.
But just saying.
Trash. But no, I get it, yeah. Like,
I will try to get it, because I do want to collect these, because I'm hoping that, I mean, my thought is they're just going to do the Turtles and the Shredder. I would be very surprised if April gets her own pop, which...
No, she will. April is actually a really easy one to do.
Yeah.
Because...
But will they do it? That's the question.
I think they will, and this is the reason why. They already have an April O'Neil Funko head. And on top of that, they can literally just take the Yellow Ranger Funko body and just paint it pink, and then they're done.
But so, my thought is they probably won't do it, because, like, the original, like, Funko Rangers were, like, the bigger bodies, and most female characters now get that weird, like, stick body.
I mean, that's true, I guess, but... Well, no, the Well, no, because the Pink Ranger re-release figure had the same mold as the guys.
Okay.
Just, like, slightly curvy. So, I don't know. But I could see them doing it just because it's for completionist's sake, but also because money. It's easy to make. It's cheap.
Money. Yeah.
It's like of all the Freddy Funko ones they make. Like, they literally just take this mold and slap the Freddy head on it. Like, easy money.
But
the girls are buying it up on Funko's shop. So
gotta love scalpers. But yeah, I think I'm excited. I will probably get this when I can get a chance, and hopefully I can get my hands on it. But yeah, other than that, not much more to say. It's a pop.
Yeah, I love this for you.
Next, in some like interesting news that turned into more news because of itself, Power Morphicon 2022. They announced they will be giving out Tom Whalen posters to certain tiers of, like, depending on the pass that you bought, essentially. I'm not going to break down which one goes to which, but there will be one poster that features his art of the Power Rangers, like various figures he's done from throughout the line, and then the other poster will feature the villains. Now, this would be, like, this is really cool for Tom Whalen. I'm really excited. His art is great. Glad they're featuring him in this way at Power Morphicon. What was interesting is if you look at the Power Ranger poster, very prominently displayed is a Ranger who we don't have a figure for yet. Dino Fury Blue is there. And it's curious, and now has led to a lot of rampant speculation among fans. Both me and Kevin are like, well, what does this mean? Is there going to be a figure that's like Power Morphicon exclusive or what?
Yeah.
Or will they just be revealed at Power Morphicon is the other thing.
Yeah.
But what did you think of this, Kevin, when you saw the posters?
Yeah, I think they're cute. I mean, the art style is really good. I'm of the camp because last year, I believe the Power Morphicon exclusive, they always had one. Like, they had one last year, and it was the Cogs 2-pack. I remember that. So I would assume that we're going to get a Dino Fury Blue exclusive reveal. I have a feeling. It would make sense because it's a figure that would sell regardless, but it's also one that can be repackaged later on, like they did with the Cog and the Primary Wave.
Yeah.
I almost wonder if they're going to do it by itself, or are they going to do, like, from Season 1, the Ollie versus Lord Zedd scene, and have that be a 2-pack? So... I don't know. We'll see what happens. I think the Dino Fury figure, like the red figure, looked really great, and I enjoyed it a lot whenever I got it. So I'm looking forward to seeing Dino Fury Blue. But what do you think?
I'm excited. If it does come across, even if it's not an exclusive, even if it's just them being like, this is a figure we're going to do, I would still be happy with that. Like you said, I think the Dino Fury red figure looks really great. And if it is true, then that gets us like halfway completed with the team, because we know a certain other character will be having a figure soon. So
yeah,
it would make me really excited. It'd be really cool. I mean, obviously we're not gonna get the full team before the series ends.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, but it'd be nice to just get more of them, because I think this is a really great team and they'll look really great in these figure forms.
Oh yeah, for sure.
All I want though is for this Ollie figure is I want one hand sculpt, and I want him to do the, like, tapping your head, like, motion with, like, the fingers pointed up, because he's constantly being like, think about it. I just want that for him. That's all I want.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
One unique hand sculpt.
Yeah. No, I get that. That would be kind of cool, so.
But, yeah, I'm excited. I do want to ask, like, so, since we're talking about Power Morphicon, do you have any thoughts on what potentially could get revealed, if anything? Do you think they're going to do a cast reveal there, or
no? I don't think so. I think Hasbro hasn't really said anything about being involved. I can't really see anything coming from it. I think if fans are expecting something big, maybe not. At best, I could see Hasbro releasing like maybe a confirmation of season 30, or maybe showing off something, like maybe a teaser image.
Yeah,
at best. But you know, I think one thing that fans need to keep in mind and remember is that Hasbro does not do things the way Saban does, or did, rather. And I really just would have people temper their expectations. I think we'll get an exclusive figure, maybe a tease. That's about it.
Well, and like the power, that Power Week is also that same week is that as Power Morph card, yeah. Right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So, I mean, we could get little things peppered throughout that week leading up to Power Morphicon, and just let that be kind of their build up to it.
Yeah.
I mean, also, I could see them holding off any kind of like cast announcements until PulseCon, which is at the end of September, which is nearby. There's also New York Comic Con, which is in like October. Yeah. Like, there's bigger platforms for them to announce it. And I think they would hold off on that. I wouldn't be surprised if we maybe got a date for the second half of Dino Fury. Yeah. That's maybe the big thing I could imagine.
Yeah.
That's about it, though. Like you said, the big thing I will encourage people, if you are listening to this and you are going to Power Morphicon, hit up the artists that are going to be there. I know one in particular that I follow is Shannon Maynor. She's going to be there, and she's going to have a ton of Power Ranger prints and other Power Ranger merchandise that she's bringing. Go support those artists. Don't just give all your money to Power Ranger actors, because there are artists that are going there that are trying to sell stuff as well. Purchase stuff from them. Just a suggestion.
Yeah.
But no, that's all I kind of thought. I just wanted to ask because I, you know, realize that's up and coming fast.
It is, yeah. It's hard to believe that we're almost to the end of, like, we're almost the middle of August.
Almost at the end, honestly. But, you know, if you're going, look out for stuff like this. You know, we'll probably hear something new soon about that. But with that said, we'll shift gears into the world of comic books. Because this week, we get to talk about Power Rangers number 22, which is legacy issue number 99. This is the last issue of the Power Ranger series before the issue 100. And this one is written by Ryan Parrott, illustrated by Marco Renna, colored by Walter Biamonte with assistance by Sherry Marino and Sarah Antonellini, and lettered by Ed Dukeshire. And the synopsis for this one is, with the new Ranger wreaking havoc and bringing destruction, Andros realizes the scale of his mistake and that the planet is in grave danger. But when the deadly Ranger seeks a new host, an unexpected and much-beloved victim becomes the next tool of death at the expense of the Omegas. This was an intense issue. Not like tense constantly, but like a lot happened that I did not expect. And we'll dive into the specifics of that. There were beats that I was like, okay, I know we have to get to a certain point because we've kind of seen covers that have indicated where we're heading. So I was not surprised by that, but there is like a, like, Ryan did a very good job of this issue raising the stakes exponentially.
Right.
But what did you think of this issue, Kevin?
I mean, there's a lot going on. We know Ryan. Ryan likes to leave a good cliffhanger, right? And it's almost like funny in how he's been building up to this, because it's almost like a mental whiplash with Mighty Morphin last week having such a good positive ending, and then this week being kind of like, what's gonna happen next? The crueler thing being that we're not going to get issue 100 until the end of September. So it reminds me a lot of like when back in the day we had like those Power Rangers mid-season finales when like something crazy would happen and then you're just kind of like, but what happens next? So I, even though it's only for a month, it feels like it's going to be, you know, a year before we get the new issue.
But I mean, but in that time, we're getting the one shot for the Death Ranger, which I think makes sense.
I want to know what happens now in the present. But anyway, overall, I think the art was really good. They did a really good job, I think, of making you feel unsettled.
Yes.
Marco
Renna did great, and I also want to give a shout out to like Walter, Sharon, and Sarah on colors, because I think a lot of that is led by them, especially with the reveals of like how they show the influence of the Death Ranger, because obviously this issue is all about the Death Ranger's impact now that he is out there, now that he has hosts. I did find it interesting that we got confirmation that the Death Ranger is a gold Omega Ranger, which, like, there was some question over color, I think, in like the covers that have been revealed and kind of everything, but
yeah,
he is a gold Omega Ranger. And just like, it was very, a lot of this issue was also kind of centered, it's a journey for Andros because he has to realize the mistake he's made.
Yeah.
And that comes at great cost.
Yeah, and I think he definitely thinks about it. Like, he didn't expect it to happen as it did. Because I think, and it shows some of Andros's naivete in falling for the Death Ranger's trap. Because, you know, when we saw in the Countdown to Ruin one shot, him and Zane were taught the Power Rangers and the Morphing Grid was all this, like, beautiful, good things. But, you know, as fans tend to forget sometimes, too, like, the Morphing Grid is neutral. It can be used for good or evil.
Yeah.
Depending on who's wielding it. So I think that it definitely also kind of shows that, like, it does make this believable journey for Andros. I know some people kind of are, like, mad about that, I feel like. But, yeah, so I think it definitely, it was good to do that. And we also got to learn a little bit more of the Death Ranger's motivations when he talks to Andros, which I thought was, it was actually interesting in how he's, like, using his logic to, like, bring peace to the universe and, like, wipe out Dark Spectre.
Yeah.
Which is what Andros wants, too, but obviously they're going about it in different ways and formats.
For sure. And I mean, do we just, like, major spoiler if you have not read the issue yet, and the big crux of this issue is that the Death Ranger is looking for a more powerful host.
Mm-hmm.
Almost symbiote-like. And
yeah,
in the course of the issue, we see Jason get killed. Jason dies so that the Death Ranger can take over his body.
Yep.
And in doing so, he then also leads an assault on all three of the remaining Omega Rangers. And yep, the indication is that they are also all three killed. In this, like, as this is all going, obviously Andros is learning what he's done, and he manages to get away because Z opens a portal for him to get back to Safe Haven. And they, him, Journey, I can't remember the one Hartunian's name, and the bird guy all go to the command center to warn the Mighty Morphin team of what is incoming.
Yeah, because we know they're going to go to Earth. Like,
yeah,
obviously the Death Ranger has their memories. Earth is very precious to them, and he's going to see and know, like, oh, the Zeo Crystal is on or near Earth, and all of this other stuff. I'm going to go to Earth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought it was also really creepy of how the Death Ranger, like, raises the dead in KO-35. Because it's sometimes easy to forget that all of the KO-35 people were wiped out, even during In Space.
Yeah.
So it kind of was like a shocker, and I was like, oh, that's right. So, yeah, definitely overall very creepy. I mean, the only, I'm not the biggest fan of, like, possession zombie-type stories, so, like, I'm not saying I don't like it, but, you know, for me, it's always just, those are always hard to swallow. So it's going to be interesting to see how Ryan does this in his own unique way. I'm also curious to see how issue 100 resolves all of this.
Yeah. Because I'm wondering if this puts everything back in place or not.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it can't continue past 100. And we know 100 is a supersized issue. So I will say this, my only concern, and I trust Ryan. I trust him very much with my favorite franchise. I'm concerned with how it's going to happen and how it's going to resolve. Will the Death Ranger issue kind of have stuff spread out in between? Like, I don't know. But I agree. I don't know how we're going to be able to come back from this, honestly.
I mean, they have built in. I think I see the source code a little bit, and I think I kind of have just thought about this a little bit. So obviously, next issue, we're going to get the backstory for the Death Ranger to get more kind of understanding what their motivation is. We know from the kind of synopsis for that issue that we're going to get the history of the Omega Rangers, and that in that time, there were six of them.
Yeah.
We don't know what the sixth one is based on, what their whole color is. But I'm assuming, like, my assumption in all of this is that if there's a Death Ranger, then there has to be a Ranger that controls
life.
And then, yeah, it's going to be almost, it's going to be, if you're a DC fan, a Blackest Night kind of situation where, like,
yeah,
the White Lantern has to counteract the Black Lantern kind of thing. And I'm betting there will be some kind of thing. Also, I really want to know what's going to happen when that Death Ranger gets around Tommy, because, you know, the White Ranger powers are supposed to be so powerful. I'm wondering if there isn't going to be like a weird pull of like, well, maybe I should kill that one and get his powers. Yeah.
And maybe that's what it's going to be, is that it ends up maybe Tommy becomes like a White Omega Ranger.
Yeah.
And that's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like he harnesses that power and then brings people back to life. But yeah, part of me is wondering if this also means we're seeing the end of the journey for Jason, Zach, and Trini as Omegas.
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not either, but I have a feeling. Like, I could see, because granted we're not stuck to the confines of the TV show anymore, but we know eventually Jason has to come back to be Zeo Gold. So, what does that mean? You know what I mean? Like, I always think of, like, the in-between time frame.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I'm at the point of, like, again, if they do something that breaks that, I don't care. Like,
yeah,
just go on ahead and do it. Like, it doesn't matter. You can figure out a way.
Yeah, yeah, they'll find a way.
Yeah, so I could see, but I also can see a narrative story arc where you do a thing where once Jason has gone through all this with the loss of his mother, with everything that's happened, it make him want to step down. My hope is that Trini and Zach wouldn't.
Yeah.
But also, we do, in one of the previews for like issue 100, or I think it's 101 or 102, there is a reference to a ranger stepping down and then another ranger stepping up. So I'm wondering, you know, not to like get too high in the sky kind of thing. I'm hoping there may be like a shuffle of the team. Maybe there's a thing where like we could see Matt going with the Omega Rangers even.
Yeah, he could. He could.
Because that would also kind of tie that bow and gets Matt off-world. But yeah, it just depends. We could see all kinds of things. I just, like, obviously, going forward, these characters can't be dead.
Yeah.
And I especially, my big thing is I don't think Zach and Trini are gone, because we saw them handled off-panel.
Yeah.
I don't know. At least we'll Jason see. And Tommy can bond over the fact that they've both been stabbed in the abdomen, or stabbed in the back. Like, they both died by that. Like,
yeah. Part of me thinks and wonders if maybe, because obviously Zane could, or the Death Ranger as Zane could have taken Andros over, but he didn't. So I'm wondering if there's some influence there, and so like Jason's able to at least for Zach and Trini fight back and like prevent them from getting turned.
I don't know, the fact that they're in shadow in that last panel towards the end of the issue with the corrupted red, I think they're turned. I think they are.
Yeah.
The indication is they have been turned.
That's probably true.
Yeah. That's my biggest indication, and I mean, you can do a lot emotionally with having these four Rangers fighting the Mighty Morphin team.
Yeah.
You can do a lot with that.
I'm sure we're going to have like a Kimberly Aisha versus Trini scene.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
And I'm sure that's going to have a lot of emotion behind it, so.
I mean, also, like, just, like, having Kimberly, Tommy, and Billy fighting those three would just be enough, and then you do the Rocky, Adam, Aisha fighting their past.
Yeah.
Which is, so, like, a whole thing. Yeah. I'm betting we'll see something wild and crazy. I do think we'll get kind of... the key to everything, I think, is that sixth Omega Ranger, whatever their power is, has to somehow counteract this last one. And that'll be kind of the key to it all.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. So, otherwise, I'm very curious to see what happens, because it'll be a major end of an era, because Ryan's been writing Power Rangers for a very long time.
Yeah.
And obviously, he's still going to keep going with Power Rangers Turtles too, but... I'm anxious and excited to see where it all goes.
Yeah, and I think like my biggest thing is that, if nothing else, we know we're in good hands character wise. Like, I think we're good there. I am curious how everything's gonna work with all of the guest artists that are going to be part of it.
I wonder if they'll do flashbacks and that it's in that artist style.
I'm imagining the fights themselves, or they just break it. It's almost like Avengers versus X-Men, where each fight is a different artist's style.
Pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool.
And then I'm also very excited for like the Death Ranger one shot, because I'm blanking on Kath Lobo is the artist, and she's done art for, like, Heroes of the Grid. She's done a bunch of Ranger art before, and she's just now going to get finally able to do a book, and I'm really excited for her style and what they're doing, and also what Paul Aller, because he's been teasing for the longest time what he's doing with that character. So I'm excited to see that whole thing, and just, like, I think there's a lot of good things. And then, obviously, once we're past issue 100, we're going to get Melissa's reign. And I'm really excited to see what she does once she gets her hands on the characters.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm just excited to see what happens in general. I think it's going to be a really good issue. And I'm excited to get some of, like, the art print stuff and all that, too, with the actual physical copy, so...
Same. I hope that, like, Dan Mora print is just, like, the right size, because then we can just frame that, because, like, everything that man does.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm excited. Like, I'm gonna hopefully, if not take the day off, like, take half a day. That way I can go get the physical copy and just read it and marinate in it. So
I wish I could, but I probably won't be able to. So I'm gonna read it first thing in the morning, and then probably be sitting there and be like, hey Kevin.
And then I'm gonna have Twitter and Discord on mute. But I'm kidding. I would never do that to you.
Slowly slides hand towards the mute button.
No, you are the exception, my dear. You're one of the few exceptions. So
I am glad to hear that. But you know, lots of exciting things are coming, just to kind of wrap up comics talk before we kind of digress. But, you know, look forward to it. Obviously, we've got a bit of time till the end of September, and in between then we'll have the Death Ranger one shot at the end of August, and then second week of September we'll have the last issue of Godzilla versus Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, which is, I'm sure, going to be a comic book. But with that said, kind of, we'll wrap up the show for today. If you would like to contact us, you can reach us on Twitter at MayThePowerPod. Or if you want to send us an email, you can email us at MayThePowerPod@gmail.com. Feel free to send us comments, suggestions, critiques, topic ideas, or if you're interested in coming on as a guest host, like Zach and Derek and Aubrey have done, you know, feel free to join us. You know, we love having people come on. But if you want to find me, you can find me on most social media at ThespisPuck. And where can they find you, Kevin?
You can find me on Twitter at BridgeMT3.
But, you know, like we do every time before we go, just want to say thank you guys for listening to us. We really appreciate it. Thank you for joining and hearing us gush about all things Power Rangers. Because without you listening, wouldn't be half as fun. But with that said, as always, may the power protect you.